Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
Joined by the Sacktown Sports insiders, Brendan Nunez and Frankie Cardicelli.
Yo, yo.
Having a conversation, and I want to get their thoughts on what if something not so great happens in Miami. Quick trigger for me. Quick hook for me. But first, we have our Eddie Griffin ticket giveaway. Live Nation has teamed up. Chris, you got a number yet?
Yeah.
Okay. Live Nation has teamed up with Sacktown Sports to hook you up with tickets to check out comedy legend Eddie Griffin live at the Hard Rock Sacramento April 13th. Hit up the Folsom Lake Honda hotline right now, 916-339-1140. Looking for caller number...
5.
Caller number 5, De'Aaron Fox, to win a pair of tickets to check out Eddie Griffin. Caller number 5. For more information, visit SacktownSports.com, 916-339-1140. Nate's gotcha behind the glass, 916-339-1140. Caller number 5. Caller number 5.
Cinco.
To see Eddie Griffin, a pair of tickets to see Eddie Griffin live at the Hard Rock Sacramento, April 13th. I heard it's beautiful this time of year. All right, guys.
It's wonderful.
916-339-1140. One more time. All right, guys. So here's where I'm at with this.
Okay.
You got the back-to-back coming up with the Pacers and the Bulls. You know that the Heat are up against the wall. This thing gets out of hand early. You see what happens early in the third, you get them boys out of there. Kessler Edwards, your time to shine. That's where I'm at with this.
You're already expecting the Kings to be down by 20-plus points.
I'm just saying if it happens. This team is desperate.
I'm saying that's fine. I mean, what we've seen from the Kings early in games, have they fallen behind? No, there is a reason to worry about that. They have fallen behind early. I mean, the Memphis game, very underwhelming for a lot of areas. Second half, a different story. But You don't want to fall behind early to a team on their home floor. I mean, we've seen the Kings do it time and time again, not just on the road but at home as well, but in Miami, a place where they struggle to win, struggle to play, a team that is, again, backs against the wall, 7 losses in a row. Do they want to make bigger moves like we've talked about? The Jimmy Butler scenarios are out there. If that chatter wants to cease, they have to start winning games now. And this is a game that the Kings do win. I'm feeling pretty good about where the Kings are.
Me too.
5-game winning streak, 10 games over. Indiana will be coming off a back-to-back on Friday. They have a tough game against the Red Hot Knicks on Thursday. Is Tyrese Haliburton able to play back-to-backs? They've already beaten the Kings without him, so it doesn't really matter that much. But heading into a couple matchups against some games that you should have a better chance of winning, tonight's a big one. Tonight's a big one for sure.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy?
You're crazy.
Why?
I mean, they could be down like that, but I don't know about expecting it.
Okay, well, let us not forget how things looked even just last game with the Kings. Okay, they messed around with the Grizzlies for majority. I'm just saying, the Kings are winning, but they're not playing dominating basketball right now.
Right, I think
it's not pretty.
There's usually like one really ugly quarter, and then there's three really good ones. Mm-hmm. Like that Memphis one, obviously beginning really bad. You go to the Phoenix and the Milwaukee one, the first three are great. The final 8 minutes or whole quarter are really tough. Like, I feel like they've been playing some of their best basketball all season. I feel like defensively they have been pretty engaged, and when they are engaged, they're playing well on that end, specifically when they are engaged, because obviously there's that first quarter in Memphis, and like I said, you do that against Miami early, I think you could be
that's
in for
what I'm
a long
saying.
Night.
Because they're showing up, the fans are showing up in the second quarter, so now there's actually...
turn the real moment
more like the third quarter. Yeah. Because look here, and wins are wins, don't get me wrong. They beat the Hawks, sure, okay? Obviously the Hawks were missing Trae Young. That Warriors game, that was Malik... Okay, they almost tricked off the Warriors game. It was just a high-level rivalry game. Sure, 2 W's. Mavericks game, probably their most complete game during this win streak. And it got a little dicey there at the end. And then last night, if the Grizzlies had at least one more actual NBA player, who knows what happens there? That's what I'm saying. Maybe you could say they're due for a good game. The Kings are. You could say that too. I'm just saying, this thing gets out the... We were hoping for 4-3. You could get 5-2. You got the Pacers and the Bulls on a back-to-back. Then you got to go to Cleveland. If they come out, I told Chris yesterday, if they come out white hot, like those shirts they used to wear with LeBron and everyone, lose the battle, win the war.
I'm trying to think about like how many complete efforts the Kings have had where they've played all four quarters very well. Is the New Year's Eve game in Memphis the only one that they've played. I mean, they won by 30 points. Like, is that
in the whole season?
I'm trying to think of ones where they put like their foot on the gas.
Thunder and
I was going to say an
Cleveland.
OKC game.
Yeah, those Thunder Cleveland.
Like,
those
wire
two
to
games
wire,
are.
Like wire to wire games again. Because going to Memphis, I think what you're talking about, like the expectation of the Kings are a good team. Mm-hmm. They should be beating these teams that are shorthanded or low in the standings handedly. I think that there should be more of those as well. Again, Miami's not really the team. Like they're a team that's above 500 still. Mm-hmm. They're struggling, but they have a lot of good players. But Memphis, for sure, I think that the Kings, like I'm looking at games like that, teams that have taken, you know, they've handled business. And I'm looking at the schedule, and I mean, the Memphis game, that's one they did play very well on back in on New Year's Eve. But I'm trying to think if you guys have any other games that come to your mind that you want to use as a blueprint for that. Because most games for the Kings are kind of that, where they fall down early or they lead early, things get close, and then maybe they squeak it out at the end. There haven't been too many of these games where, you know, we're talking the Kings are up by 27 in the third quarter, and we're like, well, this game's done. So I'm just wondering if you guys have any.
I can think of a handful of big losses, though. And maybe those are just easier to remember, but
that's
a
problem.
I'm not saying I expect it. I'm just saying I don't really want to see De'Aaron in the fourth if they're down 25.
Well, you will if they are down 25. Like, this team does not give up for a long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a reason to believe, I think. Their scoring can get them back in games pretty quick. And, you know, you guys have all heard this hundreds of times. It's a game of runs. Like, it's mm-hmm. going to be a little back and forth throughout the course of it. But I'd like to see them get to a big lead early. Mm-hmm. I feel like typically they're going down and then yes. fighting back, yes. you know. Or these games where they do get a big lead and then it just all goes away in run, one run. Make mm-hmm. it take two or three, mm-hmm. you know. Get it a 7-point run instead of an 11, 12-point run that you're giving up. Like, try to nip it in the bud a little earlier. So, you know, I think getting up early would be pretty helpful with how often they've fallen down after that first quarter.
Does a bit of this feel like it could be, you know, are we concerned about scheduling at all? We are longest road trip of the season, game four in Miami, you know, in the middle of the season as well. All-star breaks a week away or 2 weeks away, trade deadlines a week away. I don't want to use this word. I don't think we've used it all year long. Is there potential, like, schedule loss potential for this game? Not, I mean, it's tough to say, though, because they haven't played in so – usually schedule losses are like, you know, playing a back-to-back or three games in four nights or something. But
for this game, I don't have that feeling personally.
I would say out of the next three, there is one scheduled loss
on
there.
But if they lose tonight, it does kind of raise those concerns because, like, now you lose a game, and depending on how they lose it, whether if they were to lose it, if it was a blowout or a, you know, a heartbreaker. Like, last year they had all the controversy around – Tyler Hero traveled.
The travel, yeah. That was early in the year.
That was a brutal game.
I forgot about that.
To watch unfold. That's the last
thing. That was right after the clay.
And if you lose tonight, then you go into the back-to-back. I mean, Indiana is playing well. They have a very good team with a very good offense. Pascal Siakam now changes things. If Tyrese plays or doesn't play, because they're limiting him on the hamstring, they're on a back-to-back. If you lose two of your next three or maybe three, yeah, obviously things are going to – then it's time to worry. But, I mean, I'm taking it one game at a time. I feel like the Kings have been playing well. I mean – as far as, have they been playing great? No. They had a pretty game against Memphis, but overall their offense has been very good over the last 7-8 games, and that includes the meltdown in Phoenix and Milwaukee. The offense was great in those games. I mean, that's one thing we're looking at. The end of those games was horrible. They melted down. Even in Dallas, meltdown. But the offense has been very, very good outside of Memphis, and I think the Kings are going to do it again because, again, this isn't like a Miami Heat team that jumps off the page defensively. Their offense isn't very good, but their defense is still in the middle, back end of the pack in the NBA. So, on paper, this isn't a game I'm looking at as a scheduled loss, but as the road trip goes on, and if you have a tough couple of nights, I'm looking at that second half of the back-to-back where the Kings have been very bad this season. So
that's kind of the thing, too, and I think I said that yesterday when we talked about it, is just I hear what Alan's saying, definitely, like, you know, lose the battle to win the war, but the problem is the Kings have sucked on back-to-backs, and so there's no – if there was some form of guarantee that resting would equal good performance, sure, I'd definitely – hear it out, but just without how unreliable they've been on a night-to-night basis, it's like, hey, yeah, go ahead and sit the second half of Miami and then watch that lead to the worst first half of basketball you've ever seen in the next game.
Well, the good thing is the Kings right now, they're on one day of rest. That's where they're at their best. They're 16-11. 16-11 on one day of rest.
That's so broken.
They're 4-0 on three-plus days rest, which they had a recent three-day break. 0 days rest, as we know, they are 2-4 on the second night of back-to-backs. And they're on a two-game winning streak on back-to-backs. So they started 0-4.
Look, we'll see what happens. I understand the opposite thought process there because they have not been great at back-to-backs. The only one they won was with the two worst teams in the league. If you're able to get this one done, sure, obviously just keep rolling. If you don't get this one done, so now you're at 3-1 on the road trip. It's very simple. You have three more games to figure out if you are a 4-3 team or a 5-2 team. And we know if you come back 5-2, which is very important because we're calling February National Nugget Month because the Kings play the Nuggets three times in 1 month. They get back. They get back home. They get the Pistons. Then they get the Nuggets. Then they go to Thunder. And the Thunder, you know they don't want to lose to them three times in a row. They go to the Suns, who have fallen back off a cliff. Then they go back on Valentine's Day to Denver to take on the Nuggets. So I get what everybody's saying. I'm not saying to sell the game. I'm just saying if the Heat come out and they're just in fuego, no pun intended, you gotta figure it out. All right, gotta get to a break. When we get back, playing a fun game, AI magic, as Chris Watkins has coined the term, with the guys, with the Sacktown Sports Kings insiders when we return. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
For the second straight week, the 49ers rally to win another playoff game.
Here's the snap. It's down. Jake Moody right down the middle. The 49ers have the lead.
The 49ers are just one more win away from hoisting the Lombardi Trophy.
Throws and it is incomplete. The 49ers take over on fourth down. Again.
Catch every thrilling moment of Super Bowl 58, Sunday, February 11th on Sacktown Sports and the Sacktown Sports app. Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
All right. Nate Littlefield, you're up. Last segment of our Kings Roundtable. We're going to have some fun here with Frankie Cardicelli and Brendan Nunes, our Sacktown Sports Kings insiders. Nate, the floor is yours.
Gentlemen, welcome to the show. It's called AI Magic, coined
getting
by...
Getting ready to leave.
Chris
happy
Watkins.
To be here. Happy to be here.
Getting ready to
Thanks
leave.
Thanks for having me. Nate.
Welcome to the AI Magic Show. That's what I meant. So basically, I got some tweets here. Not going to tell you how many. Not going to tell you what's real and what isn't until after I read the tweet, after we have our guesses. But I just... Magic Johnson's notorious for tweeting nothing, essentially, right? Yes. He has these tweets with words, but he's not saying anything. So what we're going to do here is I've fed ChatGPT some prompts for Magic Johnson tweets, and we're going to have to guess, and I've also found some that are real on some lists that, you know, Magic Johnson's worst tweets of all time, stuff like that. And we're going to figure out which ones are real and which ones are AI generated. So,
just a little context here, just so everyone knows. We're doing this because Magic said this thing about the 65 games. He said fans were upset after spending money to see their favorite players not play. So my friend Adam Silver had to take action and implement a new rule. Good for the league, local TV partners, sponsors, the NBA, and the fans.
Yeah, good friend Adam Silver.
Good friend. They're buddies.
Yeah. That's good. All right. So
that's the context of what we're working with.
We're going to start. I'm just going to read these tweets to you, and then maybe you guys can decide as a collective or individually if there's some debate.
Yeah, how do we want to do it?
Are we doing it one at a time?
Let's come to an agreement as a table.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's be a jury.
We're going to start here. Can't believe it's finally here. Game one of the hashtag NBA Finals. The intensity is through the roof, and I can't wait to see both the Warriors and Cavs leave it all on the court. They will be scoring, expecting greatness, unforgettable moments, and a battle for the ages. Who's your pick tonight?
That's got to be a tweet.
He had me until the there will be scoring.
I don't think he puts hashtags. Yeah.
There will be scoring.
And he says, who do you got in the game tonight?
I'll swing
is
to your
the hashtag
side.
Believable?
The hashtag makes me
believe. This is great.
Because this is Cavs Warriors. We're talking 2016.
Hashtags were hot.
I don't think this
hashtags
is real.
Hashtags were hot, especially
I don't think
for
it's real.
I'm going to guess no.
We're 50-50.
Now.
Maybe we'll just do individual.
Yeah, we'll just go after.
Me and Frank, you're saying. Collective.
There's no way. We're split. It's going to take too long.
We're splitting.
Okay, so what? So Alan and Brendan are.
We're a no.
You are AI.
Yep.
And then, okay.
Me and Frank are magic.
It's an AI tweet.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's an AI tweet.
I told you.
This is going to be really hard.
He doesn't put hashtag.
That was an AI tweet. It's going to be really easy.
The there will be scoring. That was, that's like, that's a little bit too stupid. That's really stupid.
But he would do that, though.
He would.
There will be scoring is crazy to say. An NBA Hall of Famer to say, there will be points.
But there will be.
That's what he does.
There will be.
That's what he does.
I mean, I was on the side of it being real, so.
Next.
Savoring the sweet victory of life.
Oh my God.
No, there's no way.
Savoring the sweet victory of life. Just like biting into my favorite fruit, the legendary mango.
Oh, bursting
with flavor and memories. It's the perfect reminder to enjoy the simple pleasures.
Is real.
That's
this
real. That has to be real.
It's too specific.
Why would you make it up?
AI wouldn't make up.
It's too fake to be real.
Search mango. I think we're going real. It's real.
Real.
We're going real?
Yeah.
It has to be.
That's AI generated.
Oh,
what are
we talking about mangoes?
I'm throwing
All right.
Why are we talking about mangoes?
Getting my skinny pop ready for Milwaukee versus Toronto. I think I'm going with sea salt and pepper.
It's probably being an
is
ad.
Is it an ad?
It's
real.
It's hashtag ad.
There's no hashtag ad.
Ooh, I don't know.
It's real.
There's
it's
no
real.
Hashtag
I just
ad.
Gotta ride with real.
No, I'm gonna say AI.
I'm going to go real. You wouldn't give us three AI in a row.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
You're not that hashtag ad.
No, that real. Would be crazy to do three AIs in a row. Okay, so where are we at?
I'm going real because I am really hoping that just... Is Magic Johnson even a real person? Like,
I'm saying fake.
This is real. This one's real.
Thank you.
All right.
Forgot the hashtag ad.
Yeah, that's honestly what it was. I was like, there's no way Magic would have forgotten hashtag
ad. He probably owns part of
one
it.
One more food one. This is the last food one.
I didn't even know food.
I didn't know we were doing categories.
Food for 200.
Cheering on the Warriors and savoring the flavor courtside. Nothing like a classic hot dog while watching the team light it up.
No.
Amazing plays. Amazing plays and delicious bites.
No.
The
no,
perfect
no.
combo.
No. There's no way. There's no way.
The That's perfect like a chip commercial. I'm going to say real. Forget it.
Okay, so Chris is the only real one?
I think I'm the only real
I'll
one.
I'll go real.
Screw okay, it. All right.
No, screw no, it. It's not real.
It's AI.
Okay.
That one's AI. That one's
delicious
so
bites.
Delicious.
The perfect combo.
Amazing
Totino's pizza rolls.
All right, here we go. Excited to witness the incredible talent and determination on the court tonight. Every game is a chance to inspire and be inspired. Let's bring the passion and energy.
Real.
That's real. There's nothing outlandish in that.
That's just a.
But he's not. But normally he
there's
talks
nothing
about.
Specific.
He's not talking about.
Yeah,
anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic Magic.
I'm gonna say AI.
Alan.
I think it's AI.
I think you're right. It's AI.
Yeah, he's not talking about right. anything.
We got a player few, name or something.
Yeah. Few more here for you guys.
I have way too much faith in Magic.
Yeah, I do too. I've not gotten a single one right, by the way.
Congratulations to LeBron James on the historic milestone of most All-Star selections in NBA history. Comma, with 20.
Comma.
I'm going to let somebody else answer first.
I'm going to say
at
real.
First I said real.
Real.
It's real.
I
think
real,
the way
everyone.
You pointed out the comma means it was written by a real person,
it's real.
Not an AI.
It's real.
Okay.
I think AI doesn't know
so we're real. we're all on the real? Are we all taking one side here?
I'll take real.
Real.
We're all real.
Well, you're all right. Congratulations, everybody.
Yeah.
The only way San Antonio or Miami don't win the championship... is if neither team makes the finals.
No, that's real. Didn't he actually tweet that?
I'm going to read this one more time so everyone can process this. The only way San Antonio or Miami don't win the championship is if neither team makes the finals.
I'm pretty sure I remember that tweet. If it's not real, he tweeted something very similar to that.
I'm riding with
going real.
Real.
I'm going
hope
real.
That's real.
That is real. Yeah. That's a real tweet from Magic Johnson.
I remember that one.
Wow.
That's
a little older.
Insane.
All right, last one.
Oh, my God.
To add to the Lakers' woes, we went 4-for-30 from the three-point line and turned the ball over 22 times. It was a disappointing home loss for Lakers fans.
That's real.
Ooh. I'll go real.
That's real. That's real.
I've been wrong so much. I'm just gonna say AI because I feel like it's real, which means it's probably
you got
wrong.
One stat in there. It's real.
4-for-30 and 22 turnovers.
One very boring stat.
Yep. It's
like
real.
The most boring stat.
Yeah, I guess it's gotta be real then.
It's real.
You think real?
I'm saying fake.
I'm sticking with fake, but I feel like it's probably real.
Frankie, you got to go with your gut. It's real.
Oh, my yep. God.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's yeah. it. Yep.
That's right. Do great we have, game.
Do we have a favorite? Is it the championship?
The finals one.
I like the hot dog one a lot.
I can't even really remember good. Which one's delicious. Real and which one's
the
fake anymore.
The mango one was crazy.
Delicious
the mango,
bites.
The mango one, the legendary mango, the bursting legendary with flavor and memories.
You just was that one real?
That no. one's AI.
Okay, no. I was
like, flavor and memories. Dude,
memories.
All right, guys, before we get you out of here, what do the Kings do tonight? Do they keep that losing streak going for the Heat and extend their winning streak? Brandon, you go first.
It's a dub. It's a dub. I think it's going to be a close game, but I think ultimately the Kings are going to have some tough defensive moments, but mm-hmm. for the most part, we'll do a better job taking care of the ball. Miami will struggle to score. I think I'm going to go they keep them below. We'll go below 105. They'll keep Miami below 105 and
okay.
get a win.
That's because Jimmy Butler can't shoot.
I'm expecting 40% from three this year, by the way.
He makes them when he needs
yeah.
to.
I'm expecting a win as well. I think it's going to be... It's going to be a very good test for the Kings. I think it's going to be a very competitive game. It's a matchup that I feel like I'm looking at that I haven't really seen a matchup like this where I feel like the Kings are playing a team that, again, taking into account the losing streak, I want to say on the same level. I mean, I know that they're one game over 500, but the fact that they are seven games under and they have a new roster, no Duncan Robinson tonight, who has been playing very well this year. I'm not sure how much that will impact the game, but it's going to be a battle. So I'm excited to see. I think the Kings have a very good chance to pull out a win, but... You know, the Kings are a mixed bag. We don't know. I think by the end of the first quarter, we'll know which Kings team we're probably going to get because you just never know. But I'm expecting to win.
There you go. Well, you know, they turned it on in certain spots with, you know, when they were in Detroit. So but they can't evolve.
Detroit and the Grizzlies.
I know,
and, like,
I hear you.
You can't
I
get away you. With it against, you know, teams like the Heat or teams.
Yeah.
Teams are not 20 games under 500.
Two W's. Thank you, fellas. As always, Brandon Nunes, Frankie Cardicelli. Check them out on social media. Check them out on SacktownSports.com. Always new pieces coming out. And we will talk to you next week.
Appreciate you guys.
Can't wait for the next edition of AI Magic.
Oh, yeah.
I can. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Live and local.
Live and local.
This is Sacktown Sports.
Thank you again to Frankie Cardicelli and Brendan Nunes, our Sacktown Sports Kings insiders. Be sure to check out everything they got going on SacktownSports.com and on their socials. That's, is that what you say? I just say socials.
It's a lot easier that way. It's
right, so than social media platforms.
There's also obviously there's 30 different social apps that you can use, and most of the time, are you somebody who has all of your social profiles is the same username too?
No,
because I know that's a nightmare. People will buy off handles and things
like
that.
Yeah, I think I do now. I think it's all the same everywhere. It's Styles Files everywhere.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Because it becomes a nightmare when it's like, hey, follow me on Twitter @.
Right.
C. Watkins,
it's
and on Instagram
smart.
@Chris _ W _ Atkins. It's a nightmare.
You can't do that, right? It's just not a good look.
Yeah, some sort of flow. You got to have some sort of, your name's this. Okay, I can figure that out.
Yeah, so after, as we get into prop talk, after Sabonis' career night, I want you to guess what his, nicely done, I want you to guess... what his rebounds are set at tonight.
So what, he had 26 the last game, right? Mm-hmm. Is that right? Insane.
Going up against Bam.
He's averaging 13 a game right now for the entirety of the season. Going against Bam, I'll say, let's say 12 and a half.
Yeah.
Maybe 12.
It depends on which one you're looking at. It's set at, I have one at 13.
Yeah. So, but it's just crazy because, that's literally that is average for him. That's an average night.
Some places don't do the even number. Some
right.
places
so
do.
So you have to pick one.
So I would imagine if this is at 13, the others are at
12 and a half. Yeah, and that's really the but that's the crazy thing about the lines that they make is that half is so huge because it's a difference of, okay, get 13 and you win, or no, you have to get 14.
Exactly.
And it's, a push is one thing, but to have to get 14 – it's just a different thing that you're being asked to do. So I don't love that
number.
I'll
probably stay away
from it. That's tough. That's a tough one.
I'll probably stay away from it. Yeah, we have Let's see, as we get to some of the others. That's not my pick. I just wanted to check after somebody has a career.
I have actually a couple. I have,
oh, go ahead.
I have three, and they're all based on Sabonis, and I can only pick one unless I know a couple sites would let you do same-game parlays or whatever they're called.
Not the same player.
I have maybe. No idea. Actually, I have literally so no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe just for our prop talk segment we can do it. But anyways, you mentioned Sabonis rebounds. I saw Sabonis and Bam combined rebounds, 24. To me, that's easy. That's the one I'm looking
for. That's
because
light work.
Sabonis can get 13. If he's expected to get 13, I mean, that's Bam 11. That's, you know, Sabonis. So we've seen Sabonis get tons. So I would do the double. I would try and combo those two. I also see this one I'm actually going under. Sabonis, three offensive rebounds. At three.
Because of Bam.
That's high. Three is high. I would go under, and just looking at how many offensive rebounds he typically grabs.
He had six in the career day.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a career day. And then if you look at the others, you know, it's just, you know, again, it's one of those where the number is at three, so you're actually saying he has to get four offensive rebounds. Mm-hmm. And at least in his five games, the only time he's gotten over three was that six rebound game. So I would go under on there. And then Sabonis, I found this 0.5 3-pointers made. We've seen Sabonis hit some threes.
He's gonna take maybe two all game, maybe one.
He'll take a second if he makes the first. Usually,
yes,
yeah,
yeah. So it's, they have Draymond in that same conversation,
really?
Right? Do you? It's all that's Nate's.
I'm taking out Nate's playbook.
So you're
there.
Sticking with that combo.
I'll stick with the combo, the rebounding combo at 24.
Okay. I like that. Bam and you're smashing that over.
Yeah. Okay. I'm. This guy just keeps dropping. So you could be continuing to lose, but at some point it's going to turn around. Malik Monk is down to 10.5 points.
What?
You gotta think he gets above that. Nick Towns.
It was 12.5 last time. I haven't written down the last one.
If anyone's going to have the Miami flu, though. Is it Malik?
That is, look, I'm not
is he
here
trying to show out?
I'm not here to accuse any of our players, but
he's going to be trying to do
for the baddies.
When he went behind the back and behind the back to the same hand, that was insane, and then proceeded to throw the basketball away. Nick Town thinks that Malik will pick it up as well. He's got Malik as his dog, but I'm going Malik Monk over 10.5 points. Nate, what you got?
It's up in the air for me. Do I want to keep riding this all or nothing bet?
I love it.
There's one Bam Adebayo half block shot, so he gets a block or not. That seems to be...
That sounds so easy.
I mean, in my opinion, that seems to be a... Oh, it was quiet.
Oh, that
Sorry.
Was so quiet.
That was
quiet.
A quiet lock. So a quiet lock.
A quiet lock. Right. Not many people are hearing it.
Yeah.
We're talking about it.
Talking about
it.
Yeah. But I think I need to get off this streak while it's hot. I could be thinking too much. I like Kevin Huerter 1.5 threes made. So taking two threes for Kevin Huerter?
You would think he's taking at least two.
And he's been playing well.
Yeah. He's been playing a lot, so I like that.
Yeah, like you said, you forgot Duarte's even on the team. So
what's that guy? Because he was playing for...
Yeah,
he was
taking
starting,
taking his minutes. So.
Yeah, so all right, we have combined rebounds for Chris, over 1.5 threes for... Nate and
this is the
Kevin
second
Huerter.
Time Nate's gone with Kevin Huerter.
Yes, and I am taking.
Oh
on,
yeah,
because
I took the half block for him as
That's
well.
Right.
Come on,
which
Malik.
He nailed. By the way, we didn't get a time.
Early.
We didn't get time to give Nate his flowers for nailing the Kevin Huerter block,
or with the Kevin Huerter block.
Kevin Huerter.
Kevin Huerter. But I also had the Keegan dunk.
Right.
Yes, you did.
So those are my two
Locks.
That have put me in the spotlight.
All right. So we have Allen Stiles, Malik Monk over 10.5 points. We have Nate with Kevin Huerter over 1.5 threes made, and I have Sabonis and Bam rebounds over 24.
What do we think is the biggest lock of this one, of us three?
I really like both of your guys' seem easy. I would probably, if I were going for the safest, I'd probably take Allen's. Malik at 10.5 is like, that's an okay, that's a below average, not, I mean, not
yeah,
his
he's
literal
only been
average,
benched,
but that's
he's
a,
only been benched once, Kevin Huerter.
You just don't know.
You got to ride Coach Mike Brown. And if Kevin Huerter isn't doing some of these other things, he might not get back on the floor.
Yeah.
Lock it in.
And lock it out. There All right, go. Dog segment. Let's get
All
in.
Right. Arf. All right.
Last time, Allen had Keegan. Nate took Malik. I took Sabonis.
Oops.
Yeah.
I missed on that one.
It's not your bad. It's not your fault.
Yeah. I will take, obviously, I took Malik in the props. De'Aaron Fox, look, all-star. Maybe I'm going a little bit early because you said the rest of the all-stars are going to get announced soon, right?
Thursday.
So Thursday. Yeah.
But this is the last game they play until it's announced. I believe it's already been selected, but... You know, you can show out if you want.
Sure, but it hasn't. It's got to be announced for that, so I won't go De'Aaron. Oh, my goodness.
It's tough.
Yeah, I just think I'm going to ride my pick, and I'm going to go with Malik Monk. He had a bad game last game, 3 turnovers. Yeah. He's been off, even going back to the Warrior game where he missed the 2 free yep. throws. He has not yes. gotten back. Into the good graces, per se, or he's not played as up to the level that we know he can. So I'm going with Malik Monk as my dog tonight.
I like it. It's really tough to try and figure out where the Kings have the clear advantage here. You know what? I'll go De'Aaron Fox. Why not? I'll take the dog that you wanted to do. Going against Terry Rozier. We've seen that movie before.
He cooked somebody a couple days ago. Yeah. It was Kevin Durant.
It was KD. Kevin Durant. Yeah, he got him real bad. De'Aaron kind of, in a way, I mean, in my opinion at least, kind of took last game off a bit against Memphis. Looked like he was sleepwalking. Wanted to see him bring it tonight against Miami. He's had a couple good moments against Miami in the past in Miami. So. Let's just take De'Aaron here just off of blind faith, really, is all it is.
Nate?
Man, it's a tough one, but I think I'm going to go with a bench guy again. I'm going to go back onto that train and take Trey Lyles.
Oh,
yeah. I want to see, and I'm not even looking for like a big night. I'm just looking for maybe like what I'm looking for from Kevin Herter tonight.
Threes.
Two threes. Yeah. Two threes, maybe an easy layup, maybe an important rebound that pops out to him, and he gets an assist to, I don't know, Malik for a three at a critical point in the game. Yep. Kings always struggle with Miami, so let's lock it in, Trey Lyles.
Lock it in. Yeah, I mean, I guess we're off the Harrison Barnes train. We think he's come back to earth.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was fun while it lasted.
It sure was.
Maybe Harrison picks it back up. I'm pretty sure he won't have the Miami flu. That's one guy I feel confident.
They really don't have any centers either. So, you know, Trey Lyles might get some backup center minutes today.
Alex Lynn.
There you go.
Best All backup right. in the league.
Who knows?
Got to get to a break when we get back. Crosstalk, crossover with the Drive Guys. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Malik Monk plays here.
Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
Whitey Gleason, one half of the Drive Guys, joins us for...
You don't understand. He just gave me all the answers. I shouldn't have said that.
Good.
I told
him
myself.
You're going to need it as you are 0-1
wow.
against me. And honestly, I don't know how I pulled that off.
Yeah,
Whitey
welcome.
Gleason joining us. Short situation for you, Whitey, with the game at 4:30.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you know me. Chris knows. I'll go in another room. I'll do the rest of the show.
Just get your work in.
Yeah. Get my reps in. So, yeah. Yeah.
No, are you serious?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alan, come on.
Just talk to nobody.
That's what 80% of podcasters are doing. Just talking to themselves.
Yeah, not to get their reps in, though.
Well, yeah, they don't think that's what they're doing. Yeah, they
exactly
think
right.
Listening. All right.
Got to keep the mind sharp.
Yeah, you do.
I hate that Kittle audio, by the way. I heard you say that they had us in the first half. Kittle being way too excited about
it. That's right.
I can't wait till we win. I know we're down by 20 right now, but this joke's going to be sick.
I love it. All right, Whitey, what is it today?
Football feud. How are you guys?
Great.
Chris made a bounce back.
I don't
feel good about today.
The A's live today, too.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about today. Did you see our situation with the A's and the rumblings? Did you see
which
that
rumblings are we talking about?
The possibility of the A's not being a team between 2025 and 2028.
not being a team?
Yeah.
Yeah, then they would come back once the Vegas.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. Check it out. It's on YouTube. Sacktown Sports.
Where'd that come
YouTube
from?
Channel. What sources? It's just being floated around. It probably won't happen.
Okay. That would cause some scheduling issues, but okay.
Definitely would.
Frankie wouldn't get to see his Yankees.
Yeah. Man, they would do, if they did that baseball, they'll do anything for Fisher.
That's what I was saying, you got to get that
money. What does he have on them?
It's crazy. He's got to have something.
Yeah.
I don't want to speculate.
Right.
But.
Right.
All right, Alan. All right, Chris. Yeah. Remember, you got to shout your name to buzz in here. Mm-hmm. All right. I have the top six on the board. Okay. Name the quarterback who has completed the most career passes. Completed the most career passes in Super Bowl play.
Super Bowl play. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Alan.
Yes, oh, wait.
Alan.
Oh, I was.
I thought you. Alan.
It's got Tom Brady.
Tom Brady's the number one.
Now, after this.
Way to go.
Now things get spicy.
Chris. Chris was like, yeah, I think I got number one.
I'm just going based on who went to the most.
Okay, so that's the number one answer. You want to pass or you want to play? You know how that
I'll
works.
I'll keep going.
Yes.
Ooh, all right.
Going. I know. I don't deserve don't get it.
You got to run the board then, you know.
Yes, I know. Right. So,
277 Super Bowl completions for Tom Brady.
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana, survey says, bing.
Okay, so those are the two.
For third, yes, with 83.
This is where things get a little dicey here. Okay. All right. So if he's third, I'm going based on.
Yeah.
Who got the ring?
I'm just going to draw the squares that I could.
This is where things get a little dicey.
I feel like I might need them. Yeah.
Troy Aikman.
Great guess.
Survey says he is actually eighth.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's strike one. He had 56.
I'm getting nervous.
John Elway.
Survey says number six is John Elway with 76.
That was a clutch one.
Thank you.
That was real clutch.
Okay, you're halfway home.
Halfway home.
You got Brady at one. You got Montana tied for third. And you got Elway at six. Only one strike against you. That was
my big Troy Aikman. Yeah. This is a guy that I know went to. It's really just a matter of who went to the most. So, Big Ben.
Big Ben Roethlisberger.
That was my one.
Oh,
that was my
Chris liked
that,
that
was my
one.
Stump card.
Show me Big Ben.
Oh, thank God.
Okay.
He's 10th with 55.
My God.
Just one fewer than Aikman.
He's got to go throwback here. Oh Roger gosh. Starbuck.
Roger who? What'd you say? What is it?
Starbuck.
Staubach?
Staubach.
Roger Staubach?
Yeah.
You say Starbucks?
Starbucks. Latte.
All right, Roger Staubach.
Completed
if it's
a latte
up there,
passes.
Your march continues. If it's not,
thank you, Nate.
Then you would strike out. Control the board would go to Chris.
Oh,
Roger Staubach or Roger Starbucks. As he's known today. Survey says, number eight was 61. So, could still work out for you, of course, Alan. So, there you go.
Alan, it's probably going to work out for you. I'm going to let you know.
Number one is Tom Brady, looking for the quarterbacks who completed the most career passes in the Super Bowl. Brady's one. Montana is tied for third. Elway is sixth. We know it's not Roger the Dodger. We know it's not Aikman. We know it's not Big Ben Roethlisberger.
I felt good about my
this. There's so an obvious tough one that I feel like isn't being.
I'm just going to throw this name out there.
Throw it. Maybe it'll be completed.
Maybe. Hopefully. I don't think he has enough completions, but we haven't said Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah. I don't think he has enough appearances. That's the only thing.
He's played him four.
You want Peyton or Eli? Which Manning do you want to?
I'm going to go Peyton.
Peyton Manning. All right, number six on the list, as I mentioned, was Elway. Number five, Jim Kelly with 81.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I guess three straight, right? Yeah.
Four. But you know, four. You said it, so now Chris can't guess that name.
Well,
he's
either going to win or lose. Yeah, that's why we're doing this.
So I got it.
Well, we'll see.
Oh,
now I really hope he doesn't get it.
Also tied with Joe Montana, who you mentioned, with 83, is Kurt Warner.
Oh,
whoa.
So there's one name left there, second all time.
Number two.
Super Bowl completions. If it's Peyton, Chris wins. If it's not, Alan wins. Survey says Peyton Manning.
Nice.
103. Number two on the list.
Nice.
For 0.5 seconds, I almost switched to Eli. I was like, hey.
I'm not allowed to say that, so it was kind of a giveaway.
Where was Mahomes on that list?
He is number seventh with 73.
Gotcha, right on the outside.
So how close is he to breaking that top six?
He's just three short of Elway.
Okay, yeah.
So reasonably, where's the mark where he might reach here after after this game.
Well, with Steve Wilkes, Steve Vince, he's going to complete, what, maybe 9 passes?
Maybe.
This game? To get up to 82.
I mean, generous, Whitey.
I mean, maybe, you know.
Steve Wilkes,
late
Steve
in the game, I'm mad about Peyton. Down 35 and they're just letting him throw underneath.
Peyton's a tough one.
Way to go.
How many times has he been? You said 4, Nate? Is it?
4, yeah, 2 with each team.
Got crushed
with the Bronx.
Right.
And then he barely threw in that other game because he could barely throw. And then he was beaten by the Saints, and then he beat Steelers,
Seahawks,
right?
I'm shocked Big Ben's not in there. That was the one where I was like, he's not going to get
two, didn't he?
He went to 3 and 1.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
He didn't throw that much then.
I guess not. I guess.
Although they threw a lot, I think, in that Arizona game. But anyway, thank you, guys. Well done.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, throwing it back to you, Whitey, with the...
Exhausted now.
With the Kings taking on the Miami Heat. Who's your dog of the game tonight?
It's my dog. He's always my dog all year long. I'm going to ride with my dog, Keon Ellis.
Nice.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Can I...
It's not even been the rotation.
Whitey, are you familiar with Magic Johnson's tweets? Did you hear the segment earlier?
No, I know he has a tendency to kind of tweet the obvious, but I don't know about his recent tweets, what he's been up to.
Well, he sends some tweets really that just have no rhyme or reason, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
They're kind of just, they're messy, and I could grab some here if you want to tell the difference. We played a game where I had an AI generate Magic Johnson tweets.
I did hear some of that.
Yeah, you have to tell the difference between the real tweets and the fake tweets. Are you interested in that?
I'm on the Nate show now.
Well, Nate, if you have some that we haven't read yet, you can.
I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think the listening audience will. I
appreciate it.
Yeah, no,
but,
it's fine. It's a bad bit.
No, it's a good bit.
It's about him eating mangoes and hot dogs and stuff. It's a lot of snacks.
Okay, I heard something about the hot dogs. I did hear you guys.
Let's not do the mango one.
Yeah, okay.
I have a question for you that the morning show actually brought up yesterday. I'm curious. I don't necessarily think he's on the official list yet, but there's a lot of talk, and maybe it's more of a summer conversation about King's Mount Rushmore, and if Domantas Sabonis and Fox are making that conversation or entering that conversation, and specifically with Sabonis too, more so how he ranks with the likes of Chris Webber. How do you feel like that comparison falls? Do you think that there is a good would you be willing to say after 2 years or 2.5 years of Sabonis that he realistically does have a good shot of possibly kicking Chris Webber off that Mount Rushmore?
I would think that, in my opinion, they just have to make the playoffs at least one more time.
Yeah.
You know, because that's still a pretty high standard here. And the other thing is, as far as Sabonis and Webber, because Webber was phenomenal.
Ridiculous.
I go back to our, you know, mutual friend. I kind of, you know, rely on his judgment on this a lot. Jerry, and Jerry says, Webber was a better player, but Sabonis, like last year and into this year, has been every bit, if not more, effective. You know, he's not as talented as Webber.
Right.
But the way he's played the last year, I mean, Webber never led the league in rebounding.
Sure.
So,
right.
Yeah. But you got to get in the playoffs at least one more year.
Right. And that would be the tough thing about, it's probably also not, Chris Webber's not up next to get off of that list. There's a couple, you know, he's probably sitting at the top pretty comfortably. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Just something I saw a lot of people
on the map in a lot of ways. Of course. Many years. Yeah.
That'll be a great conversation once we see what the Kings do in the rest of this season, and that starts tonight against the Heat, trying to keep the Heat's losing streak going and extend their winning streak. Thank you to our guys, Frankie Cardicelli and Brendan Nunes, Nate Littlefield behind the glass. Thank you very much. Chris Watkins, Alan Styles, until tomorrow, secure the bag, light the Miami beam.